The new vending machine sat unnoticed as students rushed past its baby carrots and yogurt to other machines dispensing less healthy choices, Doritos and Cheez-It. Like many schools across the nation, this high school is stepping up its war on junk food this year. But so far, potato chips are winning. Some students complain that items in the new machine were either unappealing or expensive. Hummus is $3 and a pair of hard-boiled eggs $1.50, compared with the more typical $1 for a bag of chips. The school's healthy machine sold 296 items, totaling $388.75 in September, only one-third of the sales made by the nearby machine that offers less nutritious fare. Moreover, the top-selling item from the new machine was low-fat baked potato chips, less than ideal. Around the country, schools that have banned candy and soda from their lunch menus are now restocking their vending machines with low-fat snacks, fresh fruits, and vegetables. These efforts have been fueled by renewed concerns about childhood obesity, as well as growing legislation regulating the content of food and beverages sold in school. These efforts have drawn praise from many parents and nutrition experts, who say putting healthier food in front of children makes them more likely to eat it. And they have helped prompt a niche industry. One company designed a machine with a digital LCD screen streaming video messages like, "Hey, looking for a sustained energy snack to get you through class? Try this," alongside a picture of a cashew granola bar and its nutrition facts. Sean Kelly of Human Healthy Vending said that promotions like digital messages and free samples help to increase monthly sales to an average of about $1,500 per machine, up from $1,000 last year.